Unto him that is able. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we have asked or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Go ahead wherever you are. Kamanina brakusku pedidi brekadevenduska brakadaba. Give glory unto the Lord, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Above all that we can ever ask or imagine. Lepros kumbele pike de brakantush kumbrede de bolo kumbe. Zibatitos ombretescus kambrata la cos kumbrede digus kunto nobro kuto bush kumbrada da da bala skunda. Rapata da bakanda branta brakos kumbrada blakanta brakata brakantos kumbrada da 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 brakanta blakata brakata brakata bruskum. Patois quatre interpretois quantua levratois catapreta lebraquato lebriti blicut dubrucum doble pecade blantras comprete pecade pretete menono. Je quantam lambraquatam bracanta blaquantam braquatam bracata peta braquata blacata peta peto crucum doble catapete peto peto chambre condoma. Le paquata braquatam lambraquatam pratida procuto bracata 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 bracata. Le paquas quatus complete le bretete quate le brecete plepe quetrote le brecete vretete de brecetia. Japa quantam breta da braquata bla bracata bla tuate de brecete ple brecete brecete vretete de brecete ple brecete ple quante brecete ple brecete bete betua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful God. Shada bada 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 bada. Thank you for the new month. Thank you for the great and mighty things that you are set to do this month. Thank you, Lord. 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 What a month it shall be. Glory to God. A month of enlarged capacity. Enlargement on all sides. Enlargement in strength. Enlargement in capacity. Enlargement in power. Enlargement in wisdom. Enlargement in greatness. Enlargement in accomplishments. Enlargement in speed. Thank you, Jesus, for enlargement. Thank you, Jesus, for enlargement. It is prayer o'clock. I welcome you once again to today's time of prayer. Enlarged capacity. Oh, glory to God. Even me, I am ready for more. Oh, glory to God. Today's prayer session, we're going to be taking Elisha as our case study as we go on in prayers. You know, one of the things I began to realize over time is that great people are not people that do little in most cases. It is great people are people who are enabled to do great things. Great people are not people who do weak things, who do small things. Great people are people who do great things. And with the task of doing great things comes the responsibility of the requirement of capacity. Capacity in intellect, capacity in strength, capacity in spirit. So, one of the things that we're going to be praying about, let's go quickly to 1 Kings. First Kings chapter 19, from verse 15 to 18. First Kings 19, from verse 15 to 18. It says, "And the Lord said unto him," that is to Elijah, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king of Assyria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room." The first thing that we notice about Elisha here is that he experienced a shift. He first had to experience a shift, you know, that enabled him for purpose fulfillment. And that shift was that he had to meet Elijah. And then God had to mention his name to Elijah. One of the ways that God can enlarge our capacity is when he enlarges our relationships, enlarge the strength and the reach of our connections. When it brings men of strength, men of stamina into our circle, men of timber and caliber into our carcass. Sometimes when you want to know the strength of a man, when you want to know the financial strength of a man, and you want to know the mental strength of a man, look at the kind of people he is mingling with. And so the first line of prayer is that, Lord, I am ready. I am ready. I am ready. I am ready for strategic relationships that will push me into my destiny. I am ready for strategic relationships that will push me into my destiny. Lord, mention my name in the ears of my destiny helpers. Mention my name in the ears of my destiny helpers. In the name of Jesus, I am ready. Let our paths begin to cross. Those ones that have forgotten me, begin to bring me into their remembrance. People in whose hands my help you have placed. People that you have decided to use as channels to bless me. Bring them my way. In the name of Jesus, let my matter become of importance to them. Let my matters become a matter of emergency to them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you enlarge my relationship and connection capacity. You enlarge the strength of my relationship and connection. Bring people that matter. I'm not talking about crowd. I'm talking about quality relationships. Barus coprete le quatus comprele precatus. Entapaqua te keto procus combinena. Relationships are very vital in the fulfillment of destiny. Zequatente precosco prete de procoto procotumela. Bereto, 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 paratuate gente brete de masquanta bracanda blabacatama. In catuas getem pretus covrete le braquats suspelecotuscanda bracata bilipacus. In go to combele geteca de cotocutu cupida qua. Gada gado gobele kuto mrekete skote mrekalibos kubretele mrekwatusko. Je kwa to kondo le kosko mreko le brakata bala kwantoske. Zi pa tuso, je kete tepele kwa. Anta kwa skwanto lo mrekete vititi di bishutu du bile kodo baratwa. Zebetan, 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 zebetan. Rekete pete tepe kwantantos. The Lord had to mention Elisha's name to Elijah and told him to go and anoint him. Who is ready for supernatural anointing for enlarged capacity today? I am ready. Zakandabala kandabana. Say, I am ready. Oh Lord, anoint me for enlarged capacity. Enlarged capacity for exploits. Oh Lord, enlarge me by anointing for supernatural accomplishments and exploits. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing for supernatural accomplishments. I receive the anointing for enlargement. Kapalikos kumpala kwata. Lord, enable me for exploits. Shakata pala pakwata pata pakata pata kata la pakwata prakata pata pakwata man. He says that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Go ahead and say, Father, anoint me for supernatural enlargement. For exploits in the name of Jesus, anoint me for supernatural capacity enlargement to wrought exploits in my generation, globally relevant exploits. My capacity is enlarged to wrought globally relevant exploits Lord, my capacity is enlarged to write globally relevant textbooks. Kele kwate kele mene vele mana. Lepete peruto boloko bele brakete bele brakata bata bata bata. Lepra kwata bla bata brakata bala bakata barata bakata bata bata bata. Jekete brakete ble brakete berukote brakete bete brakete bele brakete bele brakote mba. Zepe kwate brakete 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 bete kete brakete brakote ble bete 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 bete. Je quatre prête belle quanta parata pa quanta brocata pata brocata patama. Je belle prête belle brocata prête belle brocata pata 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 pata. Anoint me. Ne me nèche qu'à la brama. Je pète prête belle prête belle brocata pata 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 pata. Oh Lord, I receive anointing for a large capacity. For globally relevant exploits. I receive anointing for a large capacity for globally relevant exploits. In the name of Jesus, I receive the anointing for the enlarged capacity for globally relevant exploits. Shabala pakwata para tuata kamana. Enkatuasko pala pinasko melebatai. Mana pakatuato. Enkwatuska vrita bandushka paratos. Zepetete pekwata mana namai. Jepete prekwata prakwata barata putu koma. Zepa kwata para tuakata pata prakata pata 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 pata. Japa quata baratata baratata bada quata baratata capara patata balapa. Jacquata praquata palapra de demai. Zepetivitica de bedicatem. I receive the anointing for a large capacity for supernatural exploits in my generation in the name of Jesus. The anointing that will push me into my destiny. The anointing that will activate me for the requirement for destiny. Ila pokojo prekotosh zepe kwate prekolo prokotume jepe kwate prokoto plekoto koto prokoto pite jepa kwata paroto prokoto pokoto prokoto prokoto jepe kwata pata vatata. In Jesus' name we are praying. Go ahead, share the link, invite your friends as we proceed. Le patata pata pata prakata pata. In verse 19, the Bible says that Elijah departed and he went and he found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray you, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and bore their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, gave unto the people, and they did eat. And he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. When the prayer was answered, when God brought the relationship that would turn around his life, Elijah did not even talk, but Elisha knew. Say, "Lord, make me sensitive. Open my eyes to the opportunities around me. Open my eyes to the capacity enlargement opportunities that you bring my way. Open my eyes, increase my sensitivity to the capacity enlarging opportunities that you bring my way, so that I will leverage those opportunities in time and begin to see great results in my life. Lord, my eyes will be opened. My eyes will be opened. I will be sensitive when opportunities come. I will be sensitive to maximize the relationships through which you will cause life-changing opportunities to happen. Life-changing opportunities for exploits in my generation. I will not miss life-changing opportunities. I will not miss life-changing opportunities. I will not miss life-changing opportunities. I will not make regrettable mistakes to miss life-changing opportunities, to miss life-changing relationships. My eyes are open. I will not mistake bread for stone. I will not mistake stone for bread. In the name of Jesus, I will spend my time wisely. I will spend my time wisely investing in life-changing opportunities. I am enabled for life-changing opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. I am enabled for life-changing opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. I am enabled for life-changing opportunities. Jesus. I receive grace to recognize opportunities, life-changing opportunities, story-changing opportunities, and maximize them. In the name of Jesus, I will never make the mistake of rejecting what I should accept. I will never make the mistake of rejecting relationships that I should have accepted and maximized. In the name of Jesus, I will not make a mistake of going into conflict with relationships that should change my life for good. In the name of Jesus, I will not make the mistake of ruining life-changing opportunities, life-changing relationships due to my anger and impatience. In the name of Jesus, leko protos kupite frikolo brikede brede mene brukode me. Tele brakos kumbrando korotos kumproto lo brikede brikede bele poskuto. Tele brikede brukode 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 ma. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Zapana bala bana bana bala prokoto prokoto shku prokoto pritima. Ay. Second Kings chapter 2. We're still looking at Elisha. I just love this man called Elisha. Second Kings chapter 2. Verse 9. Elijah asked him what he wanted, and he told Elijah, I want double portion of your spirit upon me. And Elijah told him, just see me when I'm going. and I like Elisha. He's a very focused man. He knows how to maximize relationships. And then in verse 12, the Bible says, and Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And then when you read further down, he parted River Jordan, he caused a bitter water, like a city that had all their water bitter, he caused the bitter water to be transformed into sweetness. You know, he just kept having back-to-back exploits. Father, I receive encounters. I receive life-changing encounters that will give me a large capacity for back-to-back exploits. Father, I receive life-changing encounters. Elisha had one encounter, just one, and this triggered him into a life filled with a sequence of back-to-back supernatural exploits. Lord, give me an encounter. Come on, the Bible says, and Elisha saw it. You are complaining that you are tired. You are complaining that you cannot do it. You are complaining that there is no money. You are complaining that everything is hard. It is not that everything is hard. It is not that things are impossible to do. It is that you have not seen the possibility. You are still seeing a possibility. Lord, give me an encounter. Kamana mana japata prakata mana japata prakata mana mana mana. Some of you are still asking, can anything too good come out of my life? Can I still end up in a good relationship? It is because you have not seen it. Lord, give me an encounter for life-changing opportunities. Lord, give me an encounter. Give me an encounter. Give me an encounter for life-changing opportunities. Zabala brakada bala brakada bala bata bala 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 Lord, give me an encounter for life-changing opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive encounter for life-changing opportunities in the name of Jesus. I receive encounter that will enable me with an enlargement of capacity for back-to-back exploits. Mana mana bakwana braka da bala baka da bada bala japa kada bada 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 zapa kada braka da bada braka da bada baka da bala bada 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 bada. I receive the encounter that will launch me into a large capacity for back-to-back exploits. Japa da baka da bada bada Monday exploits, Tuesday exploits, Wednesday exploits, Friday exploits, Thursday exploits, Saturday exploits, Sunday exploits, every day in March exploits, every day in April exploits, every day in May exploits, every day in August exploits, every day in June exploits, every day in July exploits, every day in September exploits, October exploits, November exploits, 2025 exploits. But one encounter, one life-changing encounter. Kito brede le koto brokoto le je brokoto 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 bele je brokoto brokanta mla pakoto mesha je brokoto 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 je brokoto brokete bete brokete bete shko I receive life-changing encounters for exploits, for back-to-back exploits. Back-to-back career exploits, back-to-back financial exploits, back-to-back ministry exploits, back-to-back supernatural exploits, back-to-back marital exploits, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I receive capacity for back-to-back exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive capacity for back-to-back exploits in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive capacity for back-to-back exploits in the name of Jesus. Encounters that will enable me for back-to-back exploits. Rapa kwata mana shabana bada bada la bakada brada bada 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 bada. Supernatural enablement, mental enablement. So many of you are complaining of mental stress. The Lord needs to increase your capacity. Kido protoscopo de brocotomina. Librocotomedibella. The Lord needs to increase your capacity for back to back exploits. Je crecate procoda precoda blabababala. Je precode precade breta 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. If you haven't shared the link, share the link, invite your friends. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh God, enlarge our capacity. We want to bring glory to your name. We want to bring your glory to your name. We want to bring glory to your name in our place of work. We want to place glory to your name in our ministry. We want to bring glory to your name, oh God, in our family. Oh, Zabanabanaba, enlarge us. Enlarge us. Enlarge us. Enlarge us. Lord, enlarge us. We will put your kingdom first. We will put your kingdom first. We will put your kingdom first. We will use it for the promotion of your kingdom. When you enlarge us, Lord, we will use it for the enlargement of your kingdom. Lord, enlarge us. Enlarge us. give enlarge us, who will use it for the enlargement of your kingdom, O God. We will use it for the enlargement of your kingdom, O God. We will use it for the enlargement of your kingdom, O God. Malabada kundibish. O God. O God. We will use it for the enlargement of your kingdom. And then, after this encounter, Elisha went from one exploit to another. The first exploit was parting River Jordan in 2 Kings 2 verse 14. And the Bible said he crossed over. He crossed over. He crossed over. He crossed over. See, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. The problem is not that the problem you are facing is hard. No. The problem is your capacity needs to be enlarged. The problem is not that River Jordan is too big. The problem, you see, there is no impossibility in God. Wherever you are, say with me, there is no impossibility in God. Say it again. There's no impossibility in God. Say it again. There's no impossibility in God. All barriers are gone. All limitations are gone. In the name of Jesus, when the Lord expands your capacity, you are unlimited. You see, you are limited to the degree of how capable you are. That's one thing you must understand about life. Your capacity is directly proportional to how limited or unlimited you are in terms of achievements and accomplishments that you can attain. Yes. Say, Lord, enlarge my capacity for bringing possibility into impossible situations. Enlarge my capacity for bringing possibility into impossible situations. That is what exploit means. Enlarge my capacity for causing possibility, for bringing out possibility into impossible, into seemingly impossible situations. In the name of Jesus, by enlarged capacity, I push through barriers. By enlarged capacity, I run through troops. By enlarged capacity, I declare that I am unlimited. In the name of Jesus, by enlarged capacity, I declare that ways are created in the rivers. In the name of Jesus, by enlarged capacity, all barriers are gone. All health barriers in the name of Jesus are gone. All relationship barriers, all financial barriers are shaking off in the name of Jesus. All barriers of foundational courses are broken off me in the name of Jesus. I will no longer live in circles in the name of Jesus. I will no longer live in circles. Katwa keto kopele koto bele konte enkwantwa kata kwate prokos kopele kwate keto koto bele kwe ente pe kwato kro koto kopele koto bero koto bele koto kwe se kwati kile pe koto buru koto bele koto bele kono mena japata prokoto prokoto bodo koto koto koto. In Jesus' name we are praying. The next exploit that he wrote in 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 19 to 22 was that he turned a land that had their water bitter into sweetness. And then how did he do it? He said in verse 20 of 2 Kings chapter 2, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to Saz and Mass. What has salt got to do with adding sweetness to water? Like, I'm talking about an entire city that when they dig the well, the water is bitter. When they go to the river, the water is bitter. When rain falls and they want to scoop the water to drink it, the water is bitter. How did it come to know that the solution is, my God, how did he come to know that the solution to this problem is to add salt to the water in the land? Enlarge capacity, enlarge mental capacity. You see, one of the things that the leading of the Spirit does to us is that it makes us look smart. Say, Father, I receive enlarged capacity for supernaturally knowing how to work miracles. I receive enlarged capacity for supernaturally knowing how to wrought miracles in every junction of my life, in every phase of my life, in every circumstance that I face. There was one other situation where one of his followers lost an axe that they borrowed, and that axe drowned in the river. Do you know what Elisha did? Elisha went to bring stick. He just broke a stick and dropped it in that same spot where the axe fell into the river. And the Bible says that the stick, normally stick is supposed to float, but the Bible says the stick sank. And the axe came up. Oh God. Oh God. What manner of man is this? How did you know? There is a supernatural intelligence for working miracles. Saz and Mass, it is not about working hard. It is not about hustling. It's about knowing what to do part time. A large capacity for supernaturally knowing how to work miracles. Supernatural capacity to know how to work miracles. I receive it. 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 Say, I receive a large capacity for supernatural intelligence, supernatural miracle working intelligence. Say, I receive a large capacity for supernatural miracle working intelligence in my office, supernatural miracle working intelligence in my school, supernatural miracle working intelligence in my finances, supernatural miracle working intelligence in my ministry. In the name of Jesus, I receive a large capacity for supernatural miracle working, supernatural miracle working intelligence. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The next exploit that he wrought was one where people were mocking him. Like, some kids were mocking him, and then he placed a curse on them, and then the bears came out and began to like devour those children. You see, one of the things that will make people respect you is when your words do not fall to the ground. Yes. When you say something, when you're able to say something and then that thing comes to pass, when you're able to give a suggestion and that suggestion brings successful results, when you're able to bring initiative and that initiative brought results, you will always be respected. You just see that everybody keeps quiet when you want to talk. You know, I always say this, there is an honor that God gives a man, there's an honor that God places on the man. That's why one of the things one of the confessions I will encourage you to always say is, God's honor is on me. God's honor is on you. When you say that, people will not treat you like trash. 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 Enlarge capacity that empowers my words. Enlarge capacity that empowers my words. Enlarge capacity that empowers my words. I receive a large capacity to say the right thing at the right time. Enlarge capacity that causes my words to be full of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I receive a large capacity that causes my words to be full of wisdom. In the name of Jesus, I receive a large capacity that causes my words to be full of wisdom, that causes my words to never fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, such that when I say a prophecy, such that when I say a forecast, such that when I give an advice, it will be filled with wisdom. I receive a large capacity for always saying the right words at the right time. I receive a large capacity for powerful words, words that will dispel demonic activities. Words that will compel angelic activities. Words that will repel demonic activities. And words, Kamane Keti Palakwatianos Kapa, said it after me. From henceforth, my words will repel demonic activities. Say with me, my words repel demons. And my words compel angels. My words repel demons. And my words compel angels. My words repel demons. And my words compel angels. Ayata kwayate ketwa kanto kelekiatus. Iquatatuas quatuele pantuas quatuete demon. My words compel angels. And my words repel demons. In the name of Jesus, no demonic activity will prosper after my words. In the name of Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and give God praise wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory, God. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, my capacity is enlarged. Put your hand on your chest and say, my capacity is enlarged. My capacity is enlarged. God has taken my weakness and given me strength. God has taken my foolishness and given me his wisdom. Therefore, my capacity is enlarged in the name of Jesus Christ. He has taken away my weakness and given me strength. He has given me liberation from all forms of addictions. So my capacity is enlarged in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive, we receive, we receive, we receive enlargement of our capacity, mental capacity, of our physical capacity in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask and we receive, just as you have told us that this month is the month where our capacities are large. We receive grace to do more. We receive grace to know more. We receive grace to be able to say words that will cause results. to happen. Receive capacity enlargement of our wisdom, capacity enlargement of strength, capacity enlargement in our health, in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here, you have recurring symptoms of blood flow, excessive blood flow, recurring symptom of excessive blood flow ends now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Recurring situation of stomach pain. Recurring situation of stomach pain ends now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us today. Join us again same time next week. Prayer is a place of encounters, and encounters trigger us into a season of exploits, back-to-back exploits. God bless you.